FM and 1700 The Champ, a Cumulus Media station broadcasting from the now hiringiowa.com studios. Live from the capital city, it's Steen on Sports.
Are you having a problem with your microphone?
Yes. It's like my microphone's been in a bar fight. It's drooping down and leaning. Heaven knows what goes on in here.
Yeah, I know it. Welcome in, everybody. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Coming to you live in the...
in sunny downtown Burbank.
Yeah, Burbank. No, it's...
Urbandale.
It's a tad chilly. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ. The website, 1700 The Champ. And Twitter, take notes. It's at 1700 The Champ, at Happy Hour underscore SS, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and at Steen on Sports. This is our last show before
Christmas
because with weather coming up, real job takes precedent over fun job.
Yep.
And we have to be available for some of the weather. And hey, I think it's a good thing that
they can
predict these things so early, but I wish, I wish it was the old days where you woke up and you went, well, I'm going to have to change what I'm doing today.
No, you turned on Channel 8 and waited for the scroll to see, Coon Rapids Baird is delayed or canceled.
Not going to school today. So we are coming. We have one. Then a week from today, we'll have our New Year's finale.
Yep.
And then we'll be back in the new year on that Tuesday. So boom, boom, boom. Yep. So the next three times, you're just going to hear us. So that's the way I like it. It's great. You can be along with us to thank our sponsors, Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, and BetMGM. It is...
Put a line through that one.
Yeah, okay. We're done.
Okay.
And
good job, mind reader.
It is... it is extremely... especially at this time of year. It's just... it's extremely gratifying that we have so many people that want to be a part of the show.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's excellent, and we appreciate everything that they do.
Good partners.
They are. We got the Rams and Packers game out of the way Thursday. We have Northern Iowa, St. Bonnie, hopefully. Not sure. I mean, they're canceling a lot of.
No, they moved that one already. That's tomorrow at like 2:30 or something.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Don't take that as 100%, but it's. I know I heard that they moved.
Yeah, because I saw Iowa State canceled two of their one men's game, one women's game.
Yeah, canceled, so, not yeah, moved, canceled. Not,
yeah, you're going to get refunded for those if they were both home games. I couldn't remember if they were both home games. Then Saturday, you're going to get Chiefs and Seahawks and Raiders and Steelers. There would be another one in between there, I do believe. This is crazy. I don't think this ever has happened that you get all your NFL football except for a couple of games on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
I know, that's crazy. Like I said, we've got a Packer/Dolphin house, and it's the Packers and the Dolphins on Christmas Day.
Yep, that is the early game at noon, and then Denver and Los Angeles, and then Tampa Bay and Arizona, and then Monday is Los Angeles and Indianapolis, and a lot of people have Monday off as well. That's that Friday-Monday holiday. I have that on both of my holidays. Do you guys have both of those?
No,
holidays?
We're just moving. We're moving the holiday of Sunday to observed on Monday.
Yeah.
But it's... good Lord. I mean, look at the...
but you have to work Friday.
Okay, look at the forecast.
Yeah.
And look at the calendar. I don't exactly see it as a massively productive Friday, but back to your first statement, I did. It is moved from the 21st. The St. Bonaventure and the UNI men's basketball game is moved to tomorrow at 6 p.m.
6 p.m. So there you go. Yeah. So I'm assuming that would be my assumption that... it'll play.
It should.
Yeah.
So don't know. We won't be here.
We won't be. No. So we can do that. And we're gonna go through the NFL schedule and all that as well. Your biggest news of the day would be what?
Probably the Caden Proctor. I mean, it was. I hate to say that it wasn't a surprise, but to finally hear that it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll dive into that more of once we hear more and the details of it. But you know, it's, and we were looking, did you find the, cause we're the same type of feel, the running back from Dowling heading to Southeast Polk.
I'm trying to find it.
I know I got to pull that back up on my, didn't come prepared on my notes, you know, with the day that it was.
We both came in at the same time today. Dude, we were both come running.
My day started out where I needed to put two batteries in my diesel truck just to maintain the ability to start it with the today's weather and what's coming. That was not cheap. But anyway, yes, we'll talk about who it was. Dowling's going to be fine. They still have a running back because the two of them split the time, blah, blah, you know, as it was. But with that being said, the way that it was announced, like the transfer portal,
right,
at the high school level. Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's the, our worlds are blending, if you will.
Exactly. And it's incredible how all that comes about. And I don't know. It drives.
I know. I know exactly what you're saying, because it's, and not to dive into this in the first segment, but I mean, I listened to so much of the transfer portal. You know, it's leaving for better money, leaving for a better option. What, you know, I mean, as a good or bad, you know, you put this into the mindset of you made your choice. I mean, my grandparents telling me that you made your choice. You know, you have to live with the repercussions of your choice.
Right.
We live in a society,
all,
and you get to do whatever you
that.
Want.
And when your mom and my mom and dad, your mom and dad were telling you those things, I get it. But coaches had that same thing. They were, I'm here.
I'm going to be here these four years. I know.
And I don't know what you do about it. This is the part of it that I think is the reason that instead of having the same four teams all the time, that you're going to get a TCU come in, you're going to get a Utah come in, you're going to get some of these other teams to come in, because the way the system was before, and the reason that Nick Saban loved that system so much, because he's a great recruiter, he puts kids in the NFL, and a lot of these kids, that's what they're looking for.
Right.
And he could have four Caden Proctors, and he could have four running backs and six wide receivers and three quarterbacks that have all gone to the pros. He can have them all on the same team all at the same time because they were coming there because that was it. I mean, I needed to get to the NFL. Then they threw this in where you can make money too. And I don't know what everybody else thinks, but down in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, they don't have the same money that they have in Florida or at Ohio State or at Michigan. And now Nick Saban is actually losing people in a transfer portal. And when he's in on kids, instead of getting three of them, he's getting one. And now you're seeing, okay, how really good is Nick Saban at coaching? I think he's great. I think he's a great coach. I think he's a great person for these young men. But when somebody gets hurt and you have another one exactly the same that comes in, you can win a lot of football games. This year, he had a couple of kids get hurt. Had one kid had some issues,
right?
And
he didn't have
another guy, and so they got ran on.
The outrageous depth that he usually has.
And everybody says, "Well, he only lost these two games by 5 points. That still should mean something."
They're not in the playoffs.
He also won three games by 4 points that he could have lost. That could have been a 5-loss season for Alabama. If you want to see the team that is doing everything the right way, there's no way to ever tell they're doing it the right way. But, man, Georgia's been good now for 5 years.
Right.
And
what's different?
Ohio State's, I think they get the pick of the cream over the crop, and they haven't had injuries. And that's just, Scott, I'm telling you, that is just blind luck. I mean, I'm not buying in that this team, that I'm not buying in that Iowa's weight room is better than Iowa State's weight room, or they work harder. I'm not buying any of that. It's just blind luck if you get injured or not get injured.
We kind of touched on it because up in Ames, okay, the drop off from last year to this year,
right?
Was it, you know, and you say it was partly coaching. I say it was a lot of the talent changed.
Well, and the biggest thing,
and you look back and realize, Breece Hall, Brock Purdy, the plethora of tight ends, for Pete's sakes. I mean, it was,
I think it'll rebound. But the biggest thing on that was, Brock Purdy played quarterback for 4 years. Breece Hall didn't play for 4 years.
Right.
Charlie Kolar didn't play for 4 years.
3 years.
3 years. You're right.
Right. Okay.
But Brock Purdy played.
But still, he was there, not just a one and done. Right.
Right. I mean, but Brock started for 4 years.
Right.
And that overcomes if you have adversity or something, that your quarterback has been there that long. Now, he had games that, and now that you see him and you see what he can do, and you can see what he can do with Kyle Shanahan, that shows that Iowa State probably didn't use him to his, they did a lot of the same things, but they never made an issue of it being quick out of his hand. And that's what the NFL is all about. How quickly can they get the ball out of your hand and be accurate? We knew he was accurate.
Well, and he's just, they didn't bring him into the NFL and just put a peg into a hole.
No.
They've been working with him.
But
he
went to the perfect team. They went and got him for a reason.
Yes, absolutely.
So they didn't have to bid for him somewhere against somebody else, because somebody else would have, he would have made a team.
I just, the Kittle Purdy connection, I mean, them interviewed together and all these different things, stuff that to see that is such a, you can't help but just have a half a smirk on your face.
Right. He didn't have that with Jimmy Garoppolo. He didn't.
No.
Jimmy Garoppolo, I like Jimmy Garoppolo, and you can't.
Well, you know who also likes Jimmy Garoppolo?
Everybody.
No, Jimmy likes Jimmy Garoppolo.
Well, he does. But you have a hard time, and, you know, that's the thing. This is the thing that I love about listening to sports radio all day when I'm out driving, or even if I'm walking, I'm listening to it on my headphones. Is that they'll say, you know, well, Jimmy Garoppolo is awesome because when they don't have Jimmy Garoppolo, they're not very good. And I'm like, they've had injuries. San Francisco's had some of the worst luck. Now, I can't say that Jimmy Garoppolo is not a good quarterback, but I don't think he'll play quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers next year. I think they're perfectly happy to have Trey Lance and Brock Purdy and go from there. And try to trade him because it's a lot of money. And Trey Lance isn't making a lot of money right now, and Brock Purdy's not making a lot of money right now. And you can keep doing what you're doing with that roster. That roster is.
What do you? I mean, it's a deep talented roster. What do you do if Brock takes that team and they win the NFC Championship? I'm not calling him a Super Bowl champion. I don't know that that's. That there's the
Trey Lance better start working on his
resume. That's a lot of. Do you keep both those?
Well, he's still on a rookie contract, so that's okay. Right. And Brock's not making very much. So
I understand you're saying that, but I mean, is he going to say, okay, Mr. Irrelevant, I'm going to be in his shadow? I mean, he performed it. He did what he needed to do, but there's some teams that don't even have a hope of a quarterback.
Right. And
now, do you go out and
we'll talk about that a little bit later. That is a big deal, and it'll be interesting. But getting back to the Caden Proctor thing, here's the part of social media that I don't like. I mean, and I enjoy social media.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, the kid hasn't signed anything. He can't sign until Monday. And to say that he reneged or did, you have options all the way up until you put your signature on the paper. And I don't even know if he's 18. He's an 18-year-old kid. Man, back off his social media. I mean, that
6'8", 340.
Yeah. Go, and if you really want to say it to him, think about that. Say, okay, I'm not going to say this behind a screen name. I got to walk up and say the same thing to him, to his face, right, and to his parents.
Right.
And then think about that and not write the stuff that's being written. And it's not everybody, but it's a lot. I mean, I was going to call them motherboards, not motherboards, the Twitter boards or the social media boards, whatever they're called. I mean, it's nasty.
Well, but okay, but let's try to put ourselves into what he's been through.
Yeah.
I mean, man, what do you think the spread and what was out of Oregon, man? I mean, that's Nike money, dude.
Oregon's got to be mad that he didn't give them a call after Alabama. I mean, who cares? I mean, I don't.
Right.
Oregon doesn't care about Iowa, and Alabama doesn't care about Iowa either. But I'm curious too, and I don't know. But he fit into I mean, you had two players of the year, actually three, because Abu is going to Iowa State, which is great.
Yes.
The recruiting class that's coming into Iowa State is really good as well. And the Iowa recruiting class is still good. It's just not exceptional anymore without him. But when Wampa went up there as well,
right?
And Southeast Polk dominated high school that year. The year that he went up there and couldn't get on the field. You know, there's just that's the stuff. There's so many things you have to learn if you're at a position like that. If you're at safety, if you're at corner, or you're at running back, or you're at quarterback. You know what you don't is offensive linemen. They just say, hey, go hit, and we'll teach you schemes throughout the throughout the year. So does that hurt Iowa because they
– He didn't see the field but also Iowa was for most of the year, was a top three defense.
Yeah, they were pretty stacked back there. But
you
would have thought with his athletic – I was surprised he didn't do punt returns and stuff like that. And, you know, whatever. They had a plethora of kids. I agree with you. And that's just the way it goes. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM and 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. We got so much to talk to. We haven't even scratched the surface. We'll be back right after this break.
You're listening to Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody, once again. Welcome to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott, bringing you your sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Happy Hour _SS, at Scott Brower _13, and at Steen on Sports. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ as well. We've now talked that Thursday's UNI game is moved to Wednesday at 6.
The men's game, yes.
Yep, the men's game. And Saturday you're going to get Chiefs and Seahawks and Raiders and Steelers. The reason you don't get that middle game on that Saturday is because you'll have Kansas City Chief post game. So they just take that one out. Sunday, triple header on Christmas, you get Packers, Dolphins, Broncos, Rams, Buccaneers, Cardinals. We'll have a big discussion right today on that Packers Dolphins game.
I mean, we got to look at where these games are because you got to look at weather.
Yeah,
there's going to be some nasty weather in some of these games.
And then you have Broncos Rams, and you have who wants to watch the Broncos Rams game? Oh my! Seriously, if you were you knew
we watched that Russell and Rams last night, didn't
Russell
we?
Wilson came. See, and okay, hold that thought, and so remind me. So and then we have Buccaneers Cardinals. Who wants to see that game? And Chargers Colts. Okay.
Colt McCoy, man, come on.
You have got first read. You pick.
Northwest Bank, commitment you can bank on. Taking care of your personal business, mortgage, agricultural, private banking,
wealth
management.
I'm going to report you to T that you grab that all the time.
He was my friend first. he's in Dominican anyway, so he's not even hearing it. And insurance needs every day your way. Locations in West Des Moines, 2 in Ankeny, 1 in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, and many across the northwest side of the state. Northwest Financial Group, earned the top workplace award for the 8th year in a row. From the Des Moines Register, check out Northwest Bank mobile app for ease of doing banking whenever your phone is in your hand. Also, take advantage of applying online for loans from Northwest Bank. Once again, don't wait and open an account at Northwest Bank. Commitment you can count on. Member FDIC.
Okay, so
what thought am I holding?
Really good. I mean, you did a really good job.
I don't.
Not really good.
Done it a couple times.
here is my, this is my thought process on what you said. Oh my gosh, we watched the Rams Packers last night.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that, I mean, everybody today is like, okay, Green Bay's saved. They've got a shot. They're doing, they played the Rams with nobody, no running backs, no wide receivers,
no
line, no Matthew Stafford, no Cooper Kupp, no defensive guys were missing.
Mm-hmm. It's not the Super Bowl champion team. Yeah, no.
That's your, oh my God, the Packers are back game was, you
and
beat
it was
the
in
Rams
Lambeau and it was
24-12.
No.
I'm like, oh my God. They're like, oh, Aaron Rodgers had a great game. He threw for 229 yards. Now, they did run the ball. Yeah. And that just shows, you know, and it's easy to run on the Rams and it's easy to hand off the ball and it's easy to kind of stand back there. When Aaron Donald's not playing,
yeah,
he's kind of a big deal. Yeah, I don't know if you know him.
He is. No. Okay, one thing that one of my takeaways, and I guess was it just the fact that they were both, Big 12 rivals or something like that? There was shots of Alan Lazard and Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
So?
Yeah.
What am I missing?
I guess I didn't even realize that they might have played against each other.
I didn't see that was a big deal.
I mean, I saw that Baker Mayfield walked over.
Right.
And I don't know. I thought that was interesting too. I'm glad you brought that up because
I'm going, okay.
I don't have an answer. Did any of these games this past weekend?
I was
speak
not.
To you.
Not happy about the Bills Miami game, obviously.
Yeah, I mean,
I tweeted
the Dolphins played really well, and once again the Bills. I don't know how good the Bills are. I don't know. I don't know if Jalen Hurts misses a couple of games. I don't know who the best team in football is.
Okay, one we haven't talked about, and I don't. I guess I didn't hear if you rambled on about it yesterday or not. I didn't mean that disrespectful.
Ramble. Thank you.
Minnesota. Indianapolis.
Which way do you take that game? So the pundits took that game as Minnesota sucks, and that's what you get. They're playing a team in their own home stadium, and they're down 33-0. Or do you take it? Hey, the Minnesota Vikings actually showed some resolve and came back and fought back, and Kirk Cousins was one of the major reasons they did it.
I look at it and say, wow, what.
Sorry.
I look at it as a complete and utter. Is it coaching? Obviously, massive part of it was coaching, but was it Jeff Saturday? Was it? I mean, just the sheer deterioration of how do you do that? I mean, you slip once, you adjust yourself, you say, oh, don't let that. Oh, and wait, okay, now they're within three scores. Now, I mean, we had it on in multiple because it was Brower family Christmas. We had TVs upstairs going, downstairs going, games, all these different things. You know, my brother-in-law was running from upstairs, downstairs. Three scores. I'm just telling you, three scores. And I'm like, I'm watching the same game, Brad. But as we're going.
22 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
To zero.
Yeah. I mean, but it was. I mean, we saw this when Miami did that to
Baltimore.
Four scores.
Yeah.
Okay. But it was. To me, it was Baltimore didn't crumble. It was Tua got really, really
he got
lucky,
really, really,
really
hot
good. Got hot.
And their defensive backfield didn't play very well.
Right. But it doesn't feel like that Vikings game that Kirk Cousins got really, really hot and went in and won the game. It really looked like a smoldering crater around Indianapolis. So, I mean, it's one of those games, and I've said the phrase many times. I watched the game, kind of cocked my head like a dog doing math and thought, man, I feel dirty after that. That was, yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. Then the Ravens-Browns game, unwatchable. I mean, just plain unwatchable. And I'm a Ravens fan.
See, and I heard you talking about that because they're not giving your guy. You love Lamar Jackson.
Well, he's hurt. I mean, I get that.
But they're still putting the weight,
yeah,
even if on him, even this way, and no weapons. No, I mean,
they have nothing. And they don't even have a wide receiver. And their one Duvernay, who is more of a kick return specialist that you'd want to use maybe 8 or 9 times a game. Now he's out. I mean, they're
weird things that weird. angles that you went, you know, the whole Lamar Jackson would be great with Mike McDaniel and with the weapons.
With weapons
down in Miami. Not that he needs to be a Dolphin, but with that type of.
Right. And it, then you.
That one works.
The things that you worry about Tua, you don't worry with Lamar. You don't worry about him getting hurt. You don't worry about
him. But Lamar is hurt.
No, he's
because
hurt.
Because he had to do everything.
Right. And he doesn't have to do that there because he doesn't have someone scheming for him. They're just going, hey, Lamar, I'm not even going to draw in the dirt.
Lamar, I just do you.
Yeah, I just want you to get it and then think whatever you want to do. And, you know, if it's like third and one, you can run it. I don't even want you to, you know, I don't know. It makes me very angry. And then you get to the Bills-Dolphins game. I mean, I thought the defenses aren't horrible.
No.
But, boy, they played no defense. I mean, it was just an offensive kind of show. And
which is weird because conditions, I didn't expect that. But it just, yeah. Anyway, I mean, it's, I.
But Dolphins up 26-21 going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah. I don't know.
Got outscored 11-3.
But it didn't feel like they were winning.
No.
They were holding on to a lead. It didn't feel like they were winning.
I just don't know what Buffalo is. I know Buffalo is the number one seed. They're 11-3. They went to Kansas City and beat Kansas City. That means something. And deservedly so.
Well, to go down that
that's not a great
spectrum of games. No. But to go down that spectrum of, I mean, I thought, okay, here comes Dallas. Dallas finally. And then what? You know, to see them lose. You know, I don't know. I mean, it's the Eagles are wow. I mean,
right. But not without him. I mean, you can like Gardner Minshew all you want.
Right.
If you don't have Jalen Hurts, and I don't think I'd have said that before, and that's my next question to you. So the Eagles played the Bears.
Right.
Jalen Hurts wasn't the best quarterback on the field.
No.
Justin Fields looked
Okay,
amazing.
Justin Fields, yes.
With Lamar Jackson, he's looking at Lamar Jackson going, yes, I feel so. Not only do I not have any offensive weapons, but then on games that we could have won and had a lot better record, which I don't think they won a good record because the worse their record is, the better their draft pick's going to be.
But I think Montgomery behind Justin Fields is great.
Yes.
But he needs line and he needs receivers. And
it is just crazy how good Justin Field is. I mean, he's over 1,000 yards. There's three people that have been over 1,000 yards, been quarterbacks. Michael Vick, Lamar Jackson, and now Justin Fields as a second-year player.
But when you see stats like that, you realize that, yeah, man, he's got a lot of – okay, say those names again.
Michael Vick.
Michael Vick.
Who threw for a lot of yards and ran for a lot. Lamar Jackson, who's done that as well. And Justin – he's not Michael Vick. There's not a lot of people. I mean, Lamar Jackson's Michael Vick, just bigger because he can throw
– I don't think that's conducive to doing that for 10 years.
I think you have to do that. And I think with weapons that then you can. But this was all that during that game, because then you're going to get down here in a couple and you see the Jets and the Lions, because I want to talk about the Lions with you. And you have the New York Jets. Maybe they were just sitting there just, you know, looking at that game, and you're like, we took our quarterback in front when Justin Fields was still on the board. Probably, could you imagine with that Jets team and their defense with a quarterback that actually can play?
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
The Detroit Lions have three games left. There is nobody in the NFL that wants to play them.
Right.
And there's darn sure nobody in the NFL that wants to play them in a playoff game. Now they can be beaten, but you don't want to play them because you can't kill them. I mean, even if you're up a couple of touchdowns, they come back.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get them up a couple of touchdowns, they're not going to run the ball. They're going to keep scoring.
Right.
And the two worst interviews when they got their coaching jobs, their initial interviews. Dan Campbell and Nick Sirianni from the Philadelphia Eagles, you're like, how in the world did these guys get through a bunch of people and get hired?
Was he talking about biting kneecaps?
Yeah, but that was him. And Nick Sirianni was, I mean, he was just like,
But no, I but see, I like Sirianni. I mean, it's they're football amazing. Coaches.
They
absolutely.
Are. And they love their players. Their players love them. I mean, it was amazing. So then here's the monster in the room. I, for one, have always thought that Bill Belichick gets way too many passes.
Yeah.
And he wins a lot of games, and he won Super Bowls, and he's an arrogant brat
with
Tom Brady. And he will not hire people outside that he hasn't had. So you have a young quarterback. So Josh McDaniels there last year. Mac Jones, I can't remember if he was rookie of the year or he was runner-up to rookie of the year last year. Played really well. So what's Bill Belichick do? Josh McDaniels leaves. He's cool with that. Mm-hmm. He wants Josh McDaniels to succeed. And maybe he will succeed in Las Vegas. I don't know. What does he do? He brings Matt Patricia, a failed head coach at – now, they've been on the squad before, a failed head coach at the Lions, a defensive guy – it makes him co-offensive coordinator. Like, well, okay, if the other offensive coordinator is really good, maybe, because Matt Patricia is kind of a rah-rah guy. They bring in Joe Judge, who won less games than Matt Patricia did in the Lions with the New York Giants. They have Mac Jones so messed up. Mm-hmm. I don't get why people – it's like TV people are scared to say bad things about Bill Belichick. Mm-hmm. And what I've heard – just a little bit is the reason Bill Belichick acts that way because he can. And he's just, it's come to a point where people just don't bother him outside of football. He's an awesome dude.
Oh, he's got a sense of humor. He's
people hang with him. People love Absolutely. Hanging with him, and he's loyal. I get the loyal part, right. But people are giving him a pass because he's like, well, he'll figure it out. And they said,
it's like, we've heard that before in the state.
Exactly. And
he's
today,
loyal and,
exactly.
It keeps to a pattern.
And he said today, some of the talking heads today on radio said, well, what they need to do is they need to go get Bill O'Brien. But I don't know if Alabama will give him up. And then you had Paul Feinbaum, who I can't stand either. He comes on and he goes, there's people in Alabama that will pay money for Bill O'Brien to go back to New England. But at least he has one of the names that I heard today, which was quite interesting, was Cliff Kingsbury. I think Cliff Kingsbury, he's not gonna be the coach of the Arizona Cardinals next year.
No,
it doesn't work. You have Kyler Murray. You have to figure out an offense that Kyler Murray can run, and you have to do that. You have to bring somebody in. I guarantee you, Mike McDaniel would. I don't know if he'd take the team. He went to Miami to take the team and mm-hmm. knew that he could work with Tua.
Right.
So the coaches can work with Kyler Murray. Can throw the ball. Kyler Murray. They were 11-1, and then he got hurt on a running play.
Right.
That he shouldn't have been running.
I'm not a Kyler Murray fan.
I know.
Dude.
I know.
And it's
because you're buying into all he wants to do is play Warcraft or whatever.
No. It's
the dude's got a
Call of Duty.
Cannon.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, he's fun to watch. Same thing. That year that they were up there, then they had two wide receivers, a tight end and a running back got hurt, and it was just him.
Right.
And they didn't know what to do.
Right.
So
it's the whole theory. You can't become one dimensional and think you're going to win.
I'm just glad I got that Bill Belichick thing out today, because I was driving today and I was screaming at my radio when they were going, well, he gets to do whatever he wants to do until he doesn't want to do it. And I'm like, why?
Take a breath. Go to break.
You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Be right back.
101.3 FM and 1700, a man who lives and breathes Iowa sports. Steen on sports. 1700, the champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Drive safe. Practice. Because we got weather coming. But this is Iowa. I mean, this isn't happening in Arizona. I mean, we're Iowans. We can handle this. Let's hope. But it's
going to happen all over the place.
It is going to happen everywhere. It's not a good weekend to be traveling or having air travel somewhere. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Sports your way every day. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Twitter at @ScottBrower_13, @SteenOnSports, @HappyHour_SS, and @1700TheChamp. Facebook's @1700TheChamp as well. Northern Iowa basketball tomorrow at 6.
6, yes, sir.
Saturday, you're going to get Chiefs, Seahawks, and Raiders, Steelers. So some good football games coming up over the weekend. So you get a full docket on Christmas Eve.
That's Saturday. All but four games.
And then you get three games on Sunday and Monday night football.
I think all but five because we got Thursday, Sunday, Monday. Then I think, just what we need. Instead of playing wonderful holiday games with your family, I'm going to sit on my butt and watch football.
Yeah, the Thursday game is an important game. Jacksonville, New York Jets. Who would have thought at the beginning of the year that's going to be one of the most important games that are played with four games left?
It's three games. I like me some Trevor Lawrence, man.
You forget. I said that yesterday. You forget he's 6'6". He's 6'6".
6'6".
He has hair, so I don't like him as much as you do, but I'm just kidding.
Yes, I see him at the long hair meetings. That's exactly right. Exactly. But no, I remember him wearing orange in college and going, wow, that dude's good.
Yep, he looks good in teal once you got rid of Urban Meyer.
But no, it's going to be good stuff. What you read?
I got Woodman Controls. Woodman Controls Company is an Iowa intelligent building solution company, provides designs, engineers, installs, programs, and services, HVAC, lighting, card access, and camera controls for the entire state of Iowa. They can fully automate your building and improve efficiency, comfort, and security. Located in Ankeny, Iowa, go to woodmancontrols.com and look for various high-end employment opportunities in development, project management, field or service technicians, and many more for an outstanding automation machinery manufacturing company. Made my job easy today. I sat and stared at my screen all day today, making sure everything was running good. And it was good to go. Man, okay.
And with the weather coming in, that's a good thing to be able to monitor that to peace of mind.
So this was what I was talking about earlier. I just popped this up on social media. I'm not even going to say his social media name, but this is what he said about Caden Proctor. I wish him a career of 100% health on the third string. Will never root for any success for him on the football field, hoping for an incredible flop is what it is. Adios. That's what we're talking about. That's an 18-year-old kid. I'm assuming that looking at you, that you're probably more of an adult, but just acting like a child. So don't do that. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I know, but it's okay.
You can take passion for the football team. I get that. Just don't individualize it and go to the individual. You can scream and yell about the football team. We've talked about coaches.
Right.
That's fair game. They're state employees, get paid money.
Right.
I could yell at my wife on the radio. She's a state employee and gets paid money. I don't want to die in my sleep. So
I would pay to see that one. Yeah. That would definitely be a podcast. Yes. Okay.
And I get it. And you could be, they lost the football game and gosh darn it, I'm such a fan. But
18-year-old kid, you blew it. You're the reason.
Yeah. And I'm like, bring your blah blah out here and see if you can do it. You know,
right. Nah, exactly.
But it's just, and I guarantee you one thing, knowing Caden a little bit and just seeing him at a couple of events, talking to him, seeing him at a couple of basketball games and talking to him, he ain't even looking at it. Doesn't even care. I mean, this is a smart, athletic... On the basketball court? Oh, my gosh.
I'm guessing that was maybe from a jaded where he had committed to fan. And don't tell me. But I we don't want to give them, like we said, there's always good clicks and bad clicks. Don't give them clicks.
No.
But it's not that they're angry at the kid. They feel hurt because they bleed for the team that he was committed to. How dare you not bleed as much as I do?
Yeah.
I
know.
I love the pictures, and I looked at the one that just came across, and he's arms crossed, showing that he decommitted. Now he's committed to is gonna sign with Alabama, and he's in an Alabama jersey. So did they just happen to spin the wheel and take some photos when he was down and and hope for some shots? Because it doesn't look Photoshopped.
I am sure that he took pictures in Oregon.
Exactly.
Here as well.
It's the It's the when you see the losing team in the AFC Championship, and there you know that there is 300 hats out there that were printed that say that they were the champions. So,
yeah. And for the grouping to say, well, he's probably not that good a prospect either. I've seen tape. It is what he does on the offensive side of the ball and the defensive side of the ball and on the basketball court is it's just ludicrous.
Well, if. If Saban was intrigued enough to make a run at him, I think there might be some validity to
so
it.
So that was my number two, and I love. I gotta see if I can find it because I really love this. This is getting into the Nick Sabans of the world, right? That he was so anti. Remember when he came out at Jimbo Fisher? Jimbo Fisher paid every one of his recruits to come in. And he paid more than anybody else, and that's why he got all those kids. Mm-hmm. It's not because they wanted to go there. It's just because they got paid more money. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, that's going on. That's going on the deep end a little bit there. But, okay, man, you live it. You take it. And you continue to believe that. And then it came back to bite him because after saying that, now he gets Caden Proctor. If anybody doesn't think that Caden Proctor didn't get money to go down to Alabama,
right,
you're crazy.
Right.
And now Nick Saban, that's what's going to be planted on all these. This is what Nick Saban said, and this is what Nick Saban did.
Yes.
And that's why you can't trust college football coaches because that's what they do. That's why Urban Meyer was such a great coach.
Right.
Because these young kids can't call him on stuff. Because if you do, you're gone.
Right.
I mean, he wanted to get rid of Trevor Lawrence. I don't like him. Get him out of here. No, we're not going to do that. You can't. I don't know. Is it right? Probably not. Is it the way that you want to see college football go to? Probably not. Is this the fault of the coaches? No, but it is the fault of the NCAA because right. The NCAA.
I knew you're going there.
The NCAA put more. If they'd have just taken the money that they did to fight this, and just took it and paid these student athletes, we might not be in the mess that we're in right now. And actually, sat down and listened to that. That's the crazy thing about these kids, the Brock Purdy's and the Charlie Kolar's and the. Jack Campbell's and the Jack Kerners and all those guys. If you sit them down in a room and say, this is kind of what the Caitlin Clarks, the ones that right. are going to get money
right.
and say, I don't want all the money. I want my teammates to get, we just want a fair shake. Let us go. I mean, there's some kids that are taking stuff that they're not supposed to be taking.
Right. But here's the thing is why do we have to be on this side of the coin with the negativity of it? If we were on the side that we got the people that made the decision to go, no, I want to go with you. I'm going to go with you. Then this is hey, it's just a system, man. We're just running it the right way.
Right.
Right.
And that's what I would have.
Because we're sitting here in Iowa and a committed kid to Iowa flipped to go to an Alabama team. We're saying, well, this and this has a lot of money, all these different things. But if it would have went the other way, we'd be like, well, it's just the process. We're right. playing by the rules of the process.
So we have to do it. And this would be my feeling. I have no insight on this at all, is that he was promised something, and the catalyst for Iowa's is the swarm, and maybe they just didn't have enough. I mean, it just their initiative wasn't – I mean, they said they were having issues trying to get enough money into there to work through the system that you have to work through. Mm-hmm. Iowa State's doing the same thing.
Right.
All these, you know, to have money that you can be able to do NIL with. And he's like, they're just like, hey, you know.
Okay, the money was bogged down or the money wasn't there?
The money wasn't there. I just think, I thought the amount of money that they thought they could raise in a pretty quick time, because I don't think they did a good marketing job of saying what it was going to be for.
I don't think, I think there was a leadership issue, and I'm not saying it was just over in Iowa City. Iowa City, I think it was also...
Ames struggled. Ames struggled a little bit.
That it was, you know, I think we're okay. We don't need that. And then they started there was already laps down in the race yeah. when they went, uh-oh, we do need to do this.
We do. It has to be done.
It has to be to compete.
Yeah, and you have to do it. And because, I mean, to be really honest, and we'll hit on this when we come back, the one thing, the difference between Iowa women's basketball and the two football teams. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Okay.
You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live in 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ Studios. We will be right back.
Here's a look at track.